I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Until recently, Vermont was on track to become the fifth state in the country to ban the sale of ivory. But the legislation has suddenly derailed in Montpelier. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, hopes for its passage are now dwindling as the end of the session draws near.
That's the sound of 105 tons of ivory burning in Nairobi National Park in Kenya earlier this week. It was the largest-scale destruction of its kind, sending clouds of dark smoke from large piles of white tusks, and it was designed to send a message to the illegal poachers who are killing off thousands of endangered elephants every year. Africa may be ground zero for the poaching crisis, but it isn't the only place where officials are working to dent the lucrative ivory trade blamed for driving a treasured species to near extinction.
Some say, what can Vermont do, really? You know, we're such a small state and whatever, but you know what? We're in between some pretty significant seaports, Montreal, Boston, New York.
That's Williston Representative Jim McCullough, one of the House lawmakers who spearheaded passage of legislation that would ban the sale of ivory and rhinoceros horn in Vermont. Federal statute already bans the interstate sale of those products.
But the whole is the various 50 states where there is no regulation for the sale of ivory.
The House's version of the ivory ban, however, didn't sit well with Senate lawmakers. The House plan would have given Vermonters 18 months to sell off any ivory-containing valuables before the ban took effect. After that, transactions involving those products would become illegal. Rutland County Senator Kevin Mullen is the Republican chairman of the Senate Committee on Economic Development.
Some of these things are valuable pieces. You know, we looked at a $12,000 chess set. We were shown a picture of a gun that had a value of $200,000. And we're going to tell somebody that tough luck.
The House proposal includes a special provision that would allow for continued legal sales of items that contain less than 200 grams of ivory, a threshold that would protect future sales of old pianos. It also exempts antiques more than 100 years old. But Mullen says it doesn't solve the problem for all valuables. He and his Senate colleagues preferred a plan that would allow people who document ownership of their ivory-containing valuables now to be allowed to sell them in the future. McCullough, though, says the Senate plan creates a loophole that would undermine the purpose of the legislation. He says smugglers could create a legitimate document for one piece, then replicate exact copies of that product as a means to sell off large quantities of ivory. He says that's a tactic that has been used to sidestep similar regulations instituted in China.
So it's a real fraud magnet. We don't distrust Vermonters. They're not going to do that. But the smugglers are smart.
The problem now, McCullough says, is that the Senate is refusing to sit down to see if the two sides can reach a compromise. Mullen says there's no point.
The other side is saying it's our way or the highway. They don't want us to compromise. They want us to just take their position. And when you're forced into that situation, where do you go?
And even if they could find common ground, Mullen says there are more pressing matters to resolve before the legislature adjourns this weekend.
There's not enough time.
McCullough says he'll continue to try to bring senators to the bargaining table. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.